What a beautiful day in Wellington. Sunshine, 60 degrees.
It is 8:16 a.m. 9:30 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Evans.
And we are in Wellington. This is day one of a two-day spotlight, spotlighting the community, celebrating their bicentennial this year. We're broadcasting from the window. It's the window seat, I guess. It's usually reserved for a larger group. But we've had a lot of folks come in this morning, more tomorrow as we continue our spotlight. We are at Dimitri's corner restaurant. We are the corner right here. So I'm looking out one window and I see Route 58 or Main and then Herrick in front of us. People stopping and going, all sorts of traffic. You can do a car shopping here, Craig. You think, I need a new vehicle. What kind of car would I like to drive? Mm-hmm. Which one looks good on the road? There was a lineup of red vehicles the other day, earlier here as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of different trucks coming through. Keystone Logistics. I always sometimes look at the different trucking companies and the names they give them, whether it gets them Rock Solid Masonry Drop, Royal Express, all these names to get people to use their trucking business. But we've got a guest this hour, too. In fact, we'll have Tim Simonson joining us. He's a historian, and he also repairs and works on clocks. I'm going to see if he has a pocket watch with him.
Did you bring one for him to fix?
No, I didn't. I'm pretty sure that, though, he probably will have a pocket watch. I don't know what timepiece our next guest has. We have with us Lieutenant Jeff Shelton from the Wellington Police. Well, how do you know what time it is? What do you keep? Do you have some just on your vehicle or?
Cell phone.
Cell phone, like everybody else, it keeps the time. Now, Craig, I don't know if you noticed you, but you're on camera, or at least you can see. That's the body camera that you
yes.
have, right? How long has Wellington Police Department had those?
We've had these for about 4 years now.
And that's just part of your uniform when you assemble and put everything together?
Yeah. Every officer that works here has a body camera.
Were you one of the first in Lorain County, or is that pretty common now?
We were one of the first. It's basically us and Oberlin are about the only ones wearing the body cameras.
You get used to you get used to having this piece of equipment sort of right there on your breastplate? There down.
It took about 6 or 7 months to get used to it, but I tell you, in the long run, it helps out for both ends. It protects the officer and also protects the public.
How long have you been with the force?
I've been here 23 years this October. I've been a police officer 28 altogether.
Good career. Do you enjoy the work?
I do. Yeah, it's a good community. I've had opportunities to go to other cities, and I've chose to stay here.
They have one of the coolest patches, though, too, because you've got the Spirit of 76 on there. Sometimes they'll have, you know, historic buildings or something, but that's kind of an iconic.
This patch is requested from all over the country. People see it, and we get email requests or letters mailed into the police department wanting one of our patches.
One reason we wanted to have you on today is I recently attended two different programs where Chief Barfield attended and spoke about opioids and the program you have here in Wellington. It's a key issue nationwide, certainly here in Ohio. How would you describe it here in Wellington?
We're no different than the other city. Last year, we had 147 overdoses countywide. And for a while there, we were running 1 to 2 a month here. So the LINK program we started, we've been in conception about 20 months now. And we've placed 59 people into rehab just through our department.
Talk a little bit about how that works and how people can get help.
If you need help to get off opiates or heroin, all you have to do is show up at our police department. We don't ask any questions. We have a drug drop box in our lobby, so we ask that you check yourself or have a family member check yourself before you come in through our doors. If you do have drugs on you, you just put them in the box. There's not going to be any questions run. We run a warrant check on you. If you happen to pop up with a warrant, a lot of times we can call the court at that time, and they will make arrangements to let us put you into rehab, and you just come and see them when you get out. If you don't have a warrant, we bring you in. We check to see if you have insurance. If you don't have insurance, we suggest you go online to the state of Ohio, and you can sign up for CareSource. And as long as you are registered, a lot of the rehab facilities will take you because you're already in the system. So it doesn't matter whether you have insurance or not. We can place you in one of the locations. We work with Let's Get Real out of Vermilion. Usually they can be at our station within 45 minutes. And if you show up before 9 a.m., we can usually have you into a detox facility by 1 p.m. that day. And the life coaches from Let's Get Real will actually drive you there. They'll come back in 5 days once they have a bed for you when you're done with detox, and they'll actually take you to the detox facility.
Where might these be?
We use five different states or around the city of Cleveland, the Akron area. It depends on wherever they can get you into. But Let's Get Real has the connections, and they're a great program. We partnered up well with them.
So that person who walks in the door, their family members, spouses, whatever, they have to pretty much be ready to say goodbye right then and there.
Right. And what's nice about our program, we allow you to bring your family members in with you. We're hooked with seven different churches. All the churches in our area down here participate with us. So we usually call someone in, and most of the time it is a minister. We don't push religion down your throat, but we have never been turned away from having a minister come in, sit with you, pray with you. And what's nice about that is once you leave to go to the detox and the rehab, your family has a structured base that they can attend a church with. They can keep updated by the pastor that comes in. So when their family member comes out of rehab, they have a safety net that they can fall back to, which is the church, and it works out well.
Can you give us a success story, perhaps? You don't have to give the name or, you know, the people who came in, but can you share a story with us?
I had one gentleman here in town. He was suffering from back pain. He was on opioids. Hadn't gone to heroin yet. And he came in, and his sister brought him in. We got him placed on Christmas Eve. He just stopped in to see me a couple months ago. Thanked me for doing our service here, and he's a resident here in town. He's doing great.
That must be a kind of a different switch to what you would signed up for as a law enforcement officer. Where at one point where you're protecting a city, you're enforcing the laws. Now you're kind of, this is sort of taking to maybe a whole different way of relating to the citizens and for the predicament that they're in. Talk a little bit about
It's a big that. Change. When this idea came about, honestly, I thought they were crazy. I've been doing this job 28 years. You put them in jail, you don't worry about it. What affected me was the first person I placed, the family came in, and then all of a sudden the light bulb came on. I was seeing what the family was going through. And from that moment on, it's a pleasure to be able to help people. It's rewarding, especially when they stop in and see you after the fact. And we probably had, out of the 59 people, at least 25 come in and thank us. And it's nice. We run the town hall meetings about every 3 months. We have ex-addicts that have been through our program come in and talk. They thank us, and that's how word of mouth is getting around. Besides that, or the Link Facebook page, you can get information off of that, or our police department Facebook page. But it is very rewarding, and what people need to understand is everybody makes a mistake, and you can get them back on the right path and get them going straight again, and we show that we're successful with what we do. And we're about the only department in Lorain County doing this. I did a teleconference a couple weeks ago with a rehab facility out of Pennsylvania. And I kind of went over our program and did a mini training with this facility on the border of Pennsylvania.
I've heard other police chiefs, other police officials say over the past year, you can't jail your way out of it. You can't jail yourself away to this problem.
No, and what some of these bigger cities need to understand is they can call us. We'll come down and train their officers. Your officer is actually only off the road for 15 minutes because you have your people sign up as volunteers. You do background checks on them, so it gives them a security clearance to be inside your police department. So don't use the excuse you can't do it because you're shorthanded. 15 minutes and your guys are back on the road.
Does the then ripple effect have where maybe because these people are starting to get help, they're not going the opposite way of stealing, having other issues where you may get a call for an overdose? So there's other calls that, you know, it sort of balances it out. I mean, it's a long-term thing to figure that out, but that's ultimately the goal, I would think.
It's the ultimate goal, but this is such a problem countywide. We're not making a dent in it, I don't think. It's not getting any better. I don't know if it's getting any worse. It stays the same. We average at least two overdoses a month. And if you look at bigger cities like Elyria and Lorain, they're probably doing five or six a week.
On a lighter note, we're talking with Lieutenant Jeff Shelton here today from Wellington Police. We were watching the trains go by. We've seen several already this morning. Let's talk a little bit about that and the underpass that's been built and how that's helped traffic. There we go, almost on cue. I don't know if you could hear that in the background, but
way to go, CSX. We like that.
One is going by now. Has the underpass helped out? Even in your efforts, what you do?
Yes. Before, if we got a call and we were on the other side of the train tracks, we'd have to sit there. Dispatch would keep updating us on what was going on. But there's no excuse now. We can get underneath the underpass, fire an EMS also, and it's been a great accomplishment putting that in. We can get to people a lot quicker. I think it saved a lot of people's lives.
Probably cut down maybe on some of the little fender benders that might occur with some of the stop-and-go traffic.
No, that doesn't matter. They're still hitting each other.
Okay, all right.
Everybody comes into town and looks at the nice buildings and the scenery, and they seem to bump each other.
Well, that's true. There's a little rubbernecking that takes place coming through, and that's what you get when you have a historic city like that. Do you still, when you're driving through doing your patrols, do you still see the city, or has it sort of become...
I actually are one of the few that live here.
Okay.
So I've lived down here for 22 years. So
you get to participate in all the different fun activities outside of just...
Yes, we're here. Our guys do a lot of volunteer. You see a lot of us running around with beards. We're doing that for the bicentennial, so we're allowed to have facial hair for the year.
Talk about that, I guess, because some... Terry's epic joke, because we have the Wellington, the tab from the Chronicle that had the Wellington Bicentennial with the folks with the different mustaches and beards. But what's going on related to that for you?
I was told that this November, we usually participate in No Shave November, okay, and the officers pay $50, and we can grow a beard for the month, and we donate it to a charity. Last year, we donated to an EMS employee that has cancer, so we were able to provide his family with some money around Christmas time. This year, I think they're going to do a beard growing contest. Main Street Wellington is going to participate along with the No Shave November, and we're going to see that. So,
it looks good, by the way. I like
Thank
the way
you.
It's working out there, Craig. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So it's not always there.
No, it's not. Usually just a mustache.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, sharing some of the interesting news that's happening with Wellington and their law enforcement, as well as we continue our spotlight on Wellington. We'll be talking with historian Tim Simonson coming up on the other side of your 8:30 news here at AM 930 WEOL.